We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Ches. We are up to Sif Vav. And that is the beginning of page Yudalud, which is the page after 26. And the Mechaber says in Sif Vav as follows, Al talis koton yochol levarech lehis'atef, afa pi she'eno mis'atef elolovsho. When a person puts on his talis koton, we call it our tzitzis in the morning, and he makes a bracha, he could make the bracha of lehis'atef but tzitzis, even though he's not actually doing the full ituf over his head and his body, ella lovsho. Rather, he's just wearing it regularly. Still, he could make the bracha of lehis'atef. And the Rama writes, v'yesh omrim shemavarachin olav al mitzvas tzitzis. And some say that on the talis katan, when one makes a bracha, the bracha is not lehis'atef but tzitzis, but rather al mitzvas tzitzis. And the Rama says, v'cheino hagin, that is the minog, v'ein l'shanos, and one should not change from that minog, and that in fact is our minog, that one who makes a bracha on the tzitzis in the morning makes a bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis, not lehis'atef but tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Tes Zayin, even though our talis katan, we don't do an ituf elo losho, v'abracha hi lehis'atef ki nusach habracha kachu. That is the nusach they set up for the bracha on tzitzis, lehis'atef but tzitzis. Even though it was really set up for the Eat if you do on a talis katan, where you wrap your head and your body in it. And by a talis katan, you may not be doing that, but that is the one bracha they establish on tzitzis, so we say it across the board. Kemo leishe basukah. He brings a mashal like leishe basukah. If I'm going into my sukkah to eat a Danish and I'm eating it standing up, the bracha is still leishe basukah. It's lav dafka that you have to be sitting. That's the bracha that they made on eating in the sukkah. So the bracha they made on putting on tzitzis or talis is lisate but tzitzis. So even if you're wearing a talis katan that you're not doing an ituf on, a proper ituf, you still would make the bracha according to the machaber of lisate but tzitzis. However, the Rama said that some say the bracha on the talis katan is al mitzvah tzitzis, and that is the minog, and one should not change from it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin Ve'en L'shanos, one should not change from the minog of making a bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis on the talis katan. Hainu v'talis katan shalonu she'ein mis'atfin bo. This is referring to, as the Mishnah Berurah puts it, our tzitzis, where we don't do ituf. Aval v'talis katan she'ein mis'atef bo k'mavur b'sif gimel. But a talis katan that you do ituf on, like we mentioned in Sif Gimel, yochal l'chadchila l'varech l'his'atef. Now, it's not exactly clear from the Mishnah Berurah what these two types of talis katans are. One that you don't do ituf, one that you do ituf. I saw a pshat somewhere that wanted to suggest that the one that you don't do ituf on is the one that my kids have, the undershirt tzitzis. So you can't do ituf. Ituf is when you hold it open over your head. You can't do ituf if it's an undershirt. So on those, that'll be one pshat on those that does not have ituf, so then you're going to make the bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis. But on a talis katan that's open, like the old-fashioned people wear regular tzitzis, so then you do ituf, as we learned earlier, it's better to do ituf, and then you would make the bracha l'chatchila of lis'atef. However, ubidiyeved, here's the key point, this is a very important point. Ubidiyeved, says the Mishnah Berurah, in berach b'chol talis katan lis'atef, o sheberach al talis gadol al mitzvah tzitzis yotza. Whatever bracha you made on whatever you're wearing, whether it's a talis katan, talis gadol, you made al mitzvah tzitzis, lis'atef but tzitzis, either way, but b'dyeved, you are okay. That's very important. But really, me'ikar ha-minog, the minog is, that we make al mitzvah tzitzis on our tzitzis, lis'atef but tzitzis on our talis gadol. Again, assuming you're making a bracha on talis katan, we'll get to that later. But if you switch it around by accident, you are okay. V'da, and you should know, de'ein levarich al talis katan ad she'iyah al koponim orko shloshes rivei amo l'chol tzad. The minimum size of a talis katan is 3/4 of an amma from the neck down and from the back of the head down. V'nekev beis hatzavar eino ola min aminyan. And the hole where the neck goes does not count in the cheshbon. You have to have 3/4 of an amma in the front and 3/4 of an amma in the back lengthwise from top to bottom. That's the minimum size of a talis katan, but we'll have a whole sif about this later. The gam she'iyah pasuach rubo. Also, most of it has to be open. This, again, is talking about the undershirt tzitzis. If it's sewn together on the sides, under the armpit, so most of it has to be open. So it could be sewn together 4 inches, but underneath it has to be open at least more than that. So those are the two criteria he gives. The anshe maisen ohogin amma milifneim v'amma milachareim. Even though we said the minimum size to make a bracha is 3/4 of an amma in front, 3/4 of an amma in back, but anshe maisa are noig to have a full amma in the front and a full amma in the back. V'ayim b'mishabura ubiralocha b'simin tazayim ashekasati od m'inyan zeh. And amir tashem, we will get to that in a few weeks. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Zayin. Tzarech lahafrid chutei hatzitzes zemizeh. One needs to separate the strings from each other, that they shouldn't be bundled together, they should be separated. And there's an interesting Mishabur over here, and this actually came up this morning. But the Mishabur says in Sevkatan Yud Zayin, Kol chut bifnei atzmo, each string should be separated from the other strings, they shouldn't be bunched together. Shelo yu mesubachin echel b'chaveiro, they shouldn't be entangled one in its friend. V'im nishtaha lovo l'beis haknesses, if one comes late to shul, someone came late to shul today. If someone comes late to shul, va'yideze yisbatel mil hisbalu b'tzibur, and through separating his strings and taking the time to separate the strings, he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. Kosev amogen avrom de'ein tzarich ladaktik b'zeh, then it's better to daven tefillah b'tzibur and not to medaktik to separate each of the strings. Va'ayim b'bir halacha. Kosev ha'ari. The Ari writes, tzitzis Rashi Tevos, the Rashi Tevos of the word tzitzis are tzadik yafrid tzitziosav tamid. A tzadik separates his tzitzis often. Interesting, no? That's the Arizal. That's not just Tam. The Arizal brings down. That's the Rashi Tevos of tzitzis. Tzadik yafrid tzitziosav tamid. So there is a big inyan in separating the tzitzis, but not big enough that it will cause you to be mevatel tefillah b'tzibur.
That often means more than once a day?
I was wondering the same thing. I was bothered by that. Does the Arizal mean in this remez that he's giving the Rashi Tevos, Tamid meaning every day on a consistent basis, like the Korban Tamid? Or does he mean Tamid like consistent throughout davening, like he's supposed to be Mamashvish but tefillin to make sure they're in the right place? What exactly it means, I don't know. I do not see people, even high-level people, sitting there, you know, every few minutes and davening, separating their tzitzis. So, but I don't know. I don't know what he means. Zokti mechaber weiter. Zokti mechaber weiter.
In every once in a while.
Zokti mechaber weiter in Sivches. Yechavein bihisatvo shetzivonu hakadosh baruch hu lihisatevbo kidei shenizkor kol mitzvosav laasosam. Here the mechaber tells us a very important, interesting halacha, that a person should have kavana when he puts on his talus or tzitzis, that Hashem commanded us to wrap ourselves in a talus in order that we should remember all the mitzvahs. We know that tzitzis is supposed to remind us of all the mitzvahs. We'll get to that later. But a person has to have kavana when he's putting his tzitzis on, that the purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis is to remember all the mitzvahs. Now, we don't have by most mitzvahs that you have to have the kavana for the reason behind the mitzvah when you're doing the mitzvah. That's a very rare thing that we see by tzitzis. And as we'll see in the Mishabura, a couple of other places. And the Mishabura says in Sivkotan Yutes, Yechavein bihisatvo, v'zehu milvar hakavona shetzorach lechavein b'levisho l'kayim mitzvah tzitzis. This is besides the regular mitzvah of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. They have to have in mind that you're being mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. This is an additional kavana. Why we're doing the mitzvah? The Kosav HaBach, Shekein Hadin B'Tfilin V'Sukkah. The Bach says the same concept comes up by Tfilin and Sukkah besides Tzitzis. After Bishar Mitzvos Yotzei Av Shalom Mechavim Badover. Even though by all other mitzvos you don't have to have in mind anything, Ki'im She'osa Mitzvah L'Shem Hashem Setziva La'asosa. Except for the fact that I am doing the mitzvah that Hashem commanded me to do, right? That's Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Besides that, you don't have any other Kavana. Hanach Shaini, these three, Tzitzis, Tfilin and Sukkah are different because they have psukim. The betzitzis ksiv luman tizkuru. It says in order that you should remember. Therefore, part of the mitzvah is in order that you should remember. Therefore, you have to do the remembering as part of the mitzvah. Ubetfilin luman tiyat Torah Hashem beficha. Ubasukkah luman yedu darasechem. So they learn from here that these three psukim by the three mitzvahs tell us that you have to have in mind the reason for the mitzvah. But then the Mishabura says, "Umikom makom nire dekol zel lachatchila." This is all din lachatchila. There are poskim that hold this ma'akev, but the Mishabura says that this is all lachatchila kedei lakayim hamitzvah b'shleimusa and orti makayim the mitzvah in the total proper way. Avol b'di'eved af in lo kivein b'chol elu rak lakayim hamitzvah asay. But if in all these three mitzvahs you don't have this extra kavana, you only have the kavana of doing the mitzvah asay, you are yotzei. Now what if you don't even have kavana to do the mitzvah asay? So if you look at note 23, not the beginning of the note, the second paragraph, which is on the second column in the notes, u'bidyevet im lokivim beferish, b'shas halavish l'kayim mitzvah tzitzis, But the Eved, if you didn't even have kavanah to mekayin the mitzvah tzitzis when you put your tzitzis on, Re'ei mashakosel lekamon b'shem achai adam. Look what we're going to see later on in the name of the chai adam. Shemuchach lefiha inyan she'asa kidei lekayim ha-mitzvah yotzei dechova. Very good kula that comes in handy for many of us. That if one day we happen to accidentally forget when we put on our tzitzis or our talis, that we're doing it because Hashem commanded us to remember the mitzvos, if it's clear from the situation that we're doing it in order to mekayim our mitzvah, like we're in shul and we're about to daven, so obviously we're putting on our tzitzis for the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, so then you're yotze. Even if you don't have the kavanah in mind, the host of the Be'er Halacha Shon, the Be'er Halacha adds over there, Shigam al yidei amiras habracha, o ha'achana l'mitzvah mucha shekavanos l'mitzvah. Even if you just make the bracha, that takes the place of the kavanah. That's enough. That's a really good kula for us, because we always make the bracha. Not only that, if you're just separating the strings, anything you're doing to show you're doing the mitzvah is enough in place of the kavanah. So even though the Mishnah Berurah says that l'chatchila you should have two kavanahs, one is to do the mitzvah, and two is the reason behind the mitzvah, to remember the mitzvos, and certainly the Mishnah Berurah says, b'dyavad, if you didn't have a mind to remember the mitzvos, as long as you had kavanah for the mitzvah itself, your yotzei, but it goes even more lenient than that, that b'dyavad, even if you don't have kavanah for the mitzvah, but you're doing something that shows that you're doing it for the mitzvah, that's good enough. That's a very big kula, and that is major.
Is this for
the Taz Katan also? This simon is confusing in terms of that. It jumps back and forth. Many of the halachas, unless otherwise specified, I would assume refer to both. The Mechaber did say before that even by a Taz Katan, you should do itif if you can. So I don't see why it wouldn't apply to that.
Can we feed this to what we're saying now? We hear in the note that whoever Mekayim the mitzvah did it nowadays, that we wear a four-cornered baguette, so that's also mukha for doing it for the mitzvah.
Interesting, right, that we're putting on, could be.
Otherwise,
we'll have to see when we get to that Biralach to look inside how it's said exactly, but I hear what you're saying. Zok de Mishabura Vaita, we're on the last line, last of the skinny lines, the last word. The Achakach Matsasi Primigodim is Simon Chavei Shekos of Kain, the Chain Mashma Ba'olas Tomid, Ubibir Hagro, Shafilu Betzitzis Eina Kavana Likuva. Again, that even though it's Lachatchila to have this extra Kavana, if you don't have it, it's not Ma'akiv. Again, the note is not a steer to the Mishabura over here, because everybody holds that if you don't have Kavana for the mitzvah, it is Ma'akiv. Just when you're doing something to show that you're doing it for the mitzvah, that's considered kavana for the mitzvah. But so it is ma'akev, but it's very lenient to chap that kavana. Okay, let's do one more halacha today, which is a little longer, and that is halacha tes. And halacha tes, the mechaber says, kodem sheyavarech ya'ayin b'chutei ha'tzitzis imhem kesherim, kidei shelo yavarech levatola. Says the mechaber, before a person makes a bracha on his talis katan, if he's making a bracha, or his talis gadol, if he's making a bracha, and when he's making a bracha, as we'll see, he should look at the strings of the tzitzis to make sure they are kosher. Now, details of being kosher or not kosher, we're going to get to, that's not for now, but whatever we'll see later of exactly what it has to be, but you have to check it before you put on your tzitzis, kidei shelo yavarech levatola. If it's not good, you're making a bracha levatola, therefore it makes good sense. The same way you're going to check your shofar before you make a bracha on the shofar, check your lulav and esek before you make a bracha on the lulav and esek, so you check your tzitzis to make sure they're kosher before you make the bracha on the tzitzis. Very simple. But there's a very important ha'ara that Mishnah Berurah makes over here, that there's another problem if you don't check your tzitzis besides the possible bracha levatala. And that is, if you're wearing a four-cornered garment and you don't have tzitzis on it, you're going against the Torah. The Torah says when you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you must have tzitzis on it. So why is the Mechaber telling me the reason why I'm checking the tzitzis when I'm like a bracha levatala, I should have to check the tzitzis, because otherwise I'm wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. You don't even come on to the bracha levatala. It's not a problem. You can't wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. So don't you have to check them before you put it on? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkaton Chof, Ya'ayin, you should investigate the tzitzis. Mashma medivri habach ve'el yeraba degam b'shabbos yesh livdo katalis. Smashma from these achronim that even on Shabbos you should check to make sure that your strings are kosher. Ve'ayin b'simin yudgimel b'bir halacha. Now let's take a look at note 24. Shom kosov, the bir halacha writes later on that we'll get to soon, she'olam einam nizharim b'zeh. The world is not careful about this. We're not careful to be checking our strings on Shabbos. Ubebir halacha sham kasav. Now, that's not saying we're doing the right thing. Just saying it's a fact. We just are not careful about that. And the bir halacha writes over there, she'af al pi she'tzarech lidok ha'tzitzios b'Shabbos. Even though one really does need to check his tzitzis on Shabbos to make sure they're kosher, mikom makom mehanochon she'be'erev Shabbos yivdok ha'talas be'ez hanochosa batik. Really, you should check your talus on Friday when you put it away, and next time you're going to use it on Shabbos, you should really check it then, if you're not going to be checking it on Shabbos, like the Minhag Olam, so make sure you check it before on Friday. V'oz lo yitzarach lebatka b'Shabbos, then you avoid the issue checking and not checking on Shabbos, because you already checked it and it's fine. V'sham heveinu shemi, sheyesh lo talus miyuchedes l'Shabbos. And there we bring down that which most of us have, a special talus for Shabbos. I do this. I don't see so many people doing it. But on Motzei Shabbos, if you're folding your talus before you put it away, and you're not going to use it until next Shabbos, you should really check the strings before you put it away for Shabbos, because the next time you take it out, it's going to be on Shabbos, where the minhag is not to check it, but they should be checked before. So checking it before you put it into the talus bag on Motzei Shabbos is good enough for next Shabbos. Hold off with that. We're going to get that soon. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkatan Chaf Aleph. So he said you should check the Chutei HaTzitzis. Gam Tzorach Lebodkon Lemalo B'mekom Nekev HaTalas Ad HaKshira. If we know what Tzitzis look like, just a little demonstration. But besides the strings that you have to check to make sure you have the proper kosher strings, over here from the Beged, you have to make sure that the strings that are attaching it to the Beged, before you get to any of the knots, make sure none of those strings are cut. So besides checking down here that you have eight strings or whatever exactly you have to check, you have to check up here because theoretically a string can get cut up here and you can check over here, everything looks great. But really one string is cut. So you have to check all the way up there as well. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sefkot Nochaf Aleph, Gam Tzarech Lebodkon Lemalo B'mokom Nekev HaTalas HaRakshira. You also have to check them above in the place where the whole of the garment is, where the strings are till it gets to the first knot. Disham pasul afilu benifsak chur echad. Because there the tzitzis are pasul if even one string is cut. As opposed to what we'll see later, if one of the eight strings is cut a little bit, it's very lenient in terms of one string being cut. But here, if one string is cut, it's pasul. V'ayim bebir halacha. Fine. Sifkat on chabez. Again, the Mechaber told us the reason why we are checking it is because we don't want to make a bracha levatola, zakta mishavura, afagav de belav hochi yesh chash iser. Even though besides the bracha levatola, there's a real concern of an iser going on over here. She yilbash beged shel arba knafos bli tzitzis. If your tzitzis are pasul, you're wearing a four corner garment without tzitzis. So the chori, you have to check the tzitzis for that reason. Forget the bracha levatola. Mikom makom. In any case, mukmi le acheskase shaya kasher. When it comes to that, this is interesting, when it comes to that issue of having no strings that are kosher or not kosher tzitzis on your four-corner garment, there we say, no, it's a chazaka, that it's okay. Usually it's okay, so you can assume it's okay. So why don't we say that by Baruch Levatala? We assume it's okay. It's the same chazaka. But Zakta Mishabura, Rak Mishum Chomer de Losisa, Sheyesh al Baruch Levatala, just because of the Pasuk of Losisa, not to say Hashem's name in vain, not to make a Baruch Levatala, Hechmiru Levatko. So it's more serious to actively get up, make a bracha levatala, than I guess to passively, this is not so pasha, this is raid, but to passively just not have tzitzis, could be that's active also because you're putting on a garment with four corners. But anyway, the point is we're more machmir lagabi the bracha, so in terms of the fact that your tzitzis might not be good and you're wearing a four-corner garment, so there we rely on the chazaka. But a bracha levatala, which involves the Shem Hashem, so we take it more seriously, and there we require checking for that purpose. Ulefiza, according to this, a beautiful nafkamina between the two reasons would be Misha Lovesh Kama Begodim Shel Tzitzis, right? I guess Scheinberg, Zatzal, would have a very busy morning if he takes off his tzitzis at night, whatever his minhag was, to put him back on. If he's sitting there checking whatever amount of pairs that he wore, or anyone who's wearing more than one garment, so does he have to check every single garment or not? Misha Lovesh Kama Begodim Shel Tzitzis Ein Tzarech Livdok Ela Echad Mehen. If you're making a bracha on 20 pairs of tzitzis, one bracha on all 20 pairs, if you're trying to avoid a bracha levatala, you only need one kasher pair. So check one pair of tzitzis, you're done. But if the reason why you're checking them is because you want to make sure you're not wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, you got to check every single four-cornered garment you're wearing. That'll be a very busy morning. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Lefize, according to this, Misha Lovesh Kama Begodim Shel Tzitzis, Ein Tzarech Livdok Elo Echad Mehen. You only have to check one of them. Kevan De Bracha Achas Lekulam, because there's one bracha covering all of them. That's assuming one bracha is covering all of them. We'll get to that later, not so pashut. Avo HaAchronim Kosvu. That's Lafi the Mechaber, but the Achronim argue with the Mechaber, and they don't say we're only concerned with the Bracha Levatala. They write the Tzarech Livdo Kulam. You have to check every single pair of tzitzis that you are wearing. Two reasons why that's so. Echa, number one, Telo Samchinan Achazaka Bimakom Diacholon Levaruro. Number one, even though there is a chazaka that it's okay, but we don't rely on a chazaka when it's efshel avara. Just check it. You can see why you're relying on a chazaka that it was okay yesterday, that usually it's okay. It's right in front of you, so just check it. We don't rely on a chazaka in that case. That's reason number one. The gam de chazaka gruhi, also, it's a weak chazaka. The asuyin hachutin lipasik, because the strings tend to rip. V'chein tzarek livdok b'chol yom baboka kishalovshan, and therefore you need to check them every morning when you put them on. The oz avshe siron v'siyat daito mehen, and therefore, even if you take it off and you may see a das, let's say you take it off for 4 hours to play ball. I'm not passing whether it's a hesach das nas, but you took it off for a long time to do something. After tzarach bracha kishachozer v'lovish, even though you will require a new bracha if you may see a das from your tzitzis, and now you're putting it back on, you need a new bracha. Afil hachi ein tzarach lachzor v'livdok. If you checked it in the morning, even though you took it off for 4 hours, then you may see a das, and you need a new bracha when you put it on, but you don't need to check it again the second time. The bizman muat kazeh, because in such a small time, eino rogil lipasik, it's not common for it to break. V'samchina na chazaka. So in that case, where you checked it already once today, you can rely on a chazaka. Now, I've been checking my tzitzis for many years, and there was one day, actually. Probably most people never found that their talus had strings ripped off. But I don't remember exactly when I checked it, but I remember one year, it was after Simchas Torah, I checked, and I had a string that was totally ripped off. Because they dance over here with the talesim at Simchas Torah, so...
And I had an extra one.
What?
I had an extra one on mine.
anyway, so it turned out that it was... So it does happen. But anyway, he's saying that when it's in a close proximity to the last checking... Even though I know what Shlomi is thinking that if you take it off and you know, what's the difference if you take it off at night and you put it aside, or you take it off and you may see a das during the day, either way, if you're not doing anything with it, so it shouldn't be so much. But I guess if you have it on the whole day, so during that day, it's possible for something to happen, so you want to check it the next day.
Somebody was sleeping, they fell some of the tzitzis overnight, and then in the morning, could they make a bracha in the morning?
That's an excellent question, but we're going to get to that. That's not for now.
I was thinking, if what happens if you check it when you put it away? Sitting in the bag.
So that would be fine. Anyway, it's fine. Anyway, we said if you just put it away, you're saying for the next day we just said for Shabbos.
Yeah, for Shabbos.
Yeah, so it'll be the same. For sure, be fine. For sure. Let's finish out the Mishnah Berurah in the second to last line. Va'afilu baboker, even in the morning, im ayedei habedika yisbatul mitfilu b'tzivur, just like we saw about separating the strings, checking the strings, we see the same thing. If by checking the strings, you're going to be mevatel tfilu b'tzivur, o shekra'uhu lalos latorah, or you were called up for an aliyah, yachal lilbosh taliso b'li b'dika, you can put on your own talis without checking the strings. V'hu sheyadeya shehoyu achutin shleim in esmol. That's only assuming that you knew the strings were complete yesterday. However, as you're running up for your aliyah, it is kedai to just give a quick glance. Or if you're rushing to davening, so don't sit there checking like you normally do, but at least do a quick glance as best you can, quickly, so you catch davening with tzibur. V'imshol talis me'acher lalos latorah. Now this is stam a very practical halacha that we're going to get into great detail later. If you borrow someone's talis to get an aliyah, the minhagenu shalola varechalav, our minhag is when you borrow a talis for an aliyah. We're not talking about if you're away for Shabbos and you forgot your talis at home and you're borrowing it for davening. That's a different halacha. If you're borrowing a talis just for an aliyah, let's say it's Shabbos mincha, and you're in a different shul where you daven in the morning, you don't have a talis there, and you just grab your neighbor's talis, there our minhag is that we do not make a bracha on someone else's talis. Ein tzarech levatko klal. They don't have to check it at all. Because again, the whole reason why we're checking it is brach levatala. But you're not making a brach on it, so you have no reason to check it, so you don't check it. V'ayim be'alocha. V'im bodok ha-talos k'sheheser oso mi'ola v'niyah pekiso shalol, exactly what Shlomi just asked. If you checked your talos when you took it off, and you put it in the talos bag, ein tzarech lachzor levatko lomachar k'shemis'atev bo, you would not have to check the next morning. If you know you're going to be late to shul the next morning, so check it before you put it away the day before, you want to check it the next morning. But I want to go back to read a very important note over here, and that is note 24, and then we'll stop. And note 24, this is going on the Mishnah Berurah that said, oh, we read the beginning of note 24. I'm going back to the end of note 24. Note 24, the very long paragraph. U le'inyan afrodas chutei atzitzis b'shabbos. Are you allowed to separate the strings on Shabbos? Right, we just said that every day you should make sure the strings are separated. You should check them. Are you allowed to separate the strings on Shabbos? Kosav amayim Mordechai shemuter hadavar. It is mutter to separate the strings. Ela im kein he tzitzis chadasha. Unless it's a new pair of tzitzis. Shehevi b'shem gan hamelach she'asur mishum gemar melachu mesakin. It's considered like a makel patash. You're finishing up the garment by, you know, making the strings separate and nice. If it's the first time you're wearing it, it's brand new. So that would be us. But otherwise, he says it is okay to separate the tzitzis. However, on the other hand, the idoch hachido kosov she'ein lahafir aschudei atzitzis b'shabes gamim heim rak savuchim tzas. The chido is very machmir. He says you cannot separate the tzitzis, even if it's an old pair of tzitzis, and even if it's only a little bit tangled. V'chein kosov ashari tshuva. And what's the reason? There's two reasons brought down. B'taimim shel ha'osrim kosov b'shal shivas mincha shlomo. Number one, shu mishum mesakein. This is considered mesakein. You're fixing the garment. The avsha regilusi shachutim mistavchin. Even though it's very common for the strings to get tangled, the imkain ain kan kilkul velo techshava for dasam tikun. It shouldn't be considered a tikun or a kilkul when it gets tangled or untangled. It shouldn't be considered misakim. Mikomokom kaven shebishum pam ain regilum lasovchon bekavana. Since we never tangle them on purpose, we don't want them tangled. The afal pikein. Right, mikom kom kaven shebishum pam ein regilim lasavchon bekavana ve'afal b'kein mavur b'shulchan aruch shetzarach la'afridam. We never tangle it together, and the shulchan aruch says you should separate it. Therefore, nechshav hasava kekilkul. The entangling is automatically considered a kilkul babeged ve'nechsheves hafradas hachutim ketikun. So he says the reason why it's a tikkun is because you don't want it entangled, you never do it on purpose, and there's an inyan to separate it. So anytime you separate it, even if it's an older garment, it is a problem of tikkun mana on Shabbos. The other reason brought down is from Ramnis and Kirelitz. Shalashitas ha Rambam shehamafrid pesil chayav mishum matir. Separating strings is an isra of matir, like untying. So then yesh lodun lasor gam ben mafrid tzitzis mishum matir. It could be the isra of matir of untying. Ulachol apachos asr midrabanan. But let's read this last line. V'hosav, but he adds on. Shekeven shaladas hagra ein levarach kishachutim savuchim. Since according to the gra, you can't make a bracha if they're entangled. When you separate them, it is considered masakim and feed the grow. You couldn't make a bracha. Now you're fixing it up, so you couldn't make a bracha. That's also masakim. Achein daita, however, if this in Karelitz holds himself, if they're not very much entangled, rather only a little bit entangled, you shouldn't ask her for those reasons. Umuter la freedom b'Shabbos, and you can separate them on Shabbos. V'chein kasa b'shal shivas or letzion she'mistavchu rak ma'at muter la freedom. So again, we see a machlokas in a poskim. Some say it's muter to separate them. Some say it's aser. Some say if it's tangled a little bit. So that's halacha. We'll stop here and we'll continue on Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night.